Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, can you enlighten all of us, the life of a coach? Last week, you're preaching physicality going into Bowling Green, knowing that they play a physical nature. This week, you're harping on something else about Northern. Next week, it's going to be something completely different. And who knows, in 2 weeks, you may have to come back and then, refocus on one of these other things. That's kind of the nature of the beast, isn't it? It's always just you're going in the same circle.
Yeah, it is. It you're spot on, Schultz, and it's all predicated on who you're playing and what kind of game you feel it's going to be. What's going to give you an edge? That particular game or that particular weekend. So there's a lot that goes into it.
Last night you were not happy with the lack of physicality. For lack of a better way of asking this, were you surprised knowing that that was a focus just a week ago?
No, that's just hockey players in general. It's not easy all the time to get the same consistent concept that you want game in and game out. It takes a lot out of you to be physical too, Schultz. And sometimes, again, the team that initiates creates that urgency on the other with the other team as well. So, but that's still not an excuse. You still have to. There's certain ways you have to play, and if you play that way, you are going to have some success. But it's hard, and sometimes again. They know that, but they think they might be doing it. But it's just easier said than that. It's just hard to sometimes put it into words, Schultz.
You, as long as I've been here, and who knows, maybe that was an RH thing, have had a list of objectives that you want the team to hit every single night. There's, 10, 12 of those things. One of them is hits. How has that changed in being physical 15, 20, 25 years ago to now, but you still have to be physical within the way that the game is played now?
Under the confines of the rule, yeah. And being physical isn't running somebody through the glass. That's the one thing I want to make sure I preface. Being physical is really being an attack-oriented player. Just pressure the puck, have your stick on the ice, make body contact, always be in somebody's face, create hurries. You're no different than a defensive lineman. Just create hurries. You might not sack the quarterback, but you've created a hurry for the quarterback to release the ball before he wants to. So a lot of it is just with speed, with pace, with tempo. And when you have the ability of making contact, you can't turn it down. You got to take that. You got a free pass right there. You got to take advantage of it.
Has the number of hits that you want in a game changed over the years?
Oh yeah, for sure. With the confines, with the different rules, absolutely. Before you could get away with so much, you can't anymore, and you better watch yourself. You hit somebody in open ice, it's a penalty. You just got to watch yourself, but you still have it's still part of the game though.
When you preach physicality to guys, how do you go about that? To me, that's either in their nature or it's not. Can you get more juice out of them?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can will people. That's part of coaching. You got to will people. And it's just not everybody's no. I would say over half our guys aren't physical by nature. But when I say our guys, that's in probably hockey in general, National Hockey League, college hockey. But again, it all depends on what degree of physicality you're talking about as well, Schultz.
I also want to have the umbrella of this conversation of me personally. I think the game is better without the quote-unquote enforcer in the National Hockey League. That has now trickled down to college and other levels of hockey as well. Do you agree that the game is better without the just flat-out running guys through the glass, like you mentioned?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's ever been that way where these, there was so much hooking and so much obstruction before, and there was more fighting. But I don't know. I think from a finishing checks perspective, it's always been pretty much the same. Body contact can take a lot out of the initiator too. It takes a lot out of you. And plus when you finish checks and when you are physical, it hurts sometimes, Schultz. It hurts the guy maybe receiving, but it hurts the guy initiating too. So I don't know. I don't want the stuff that players get injured. I don't want to slow the speed of the game down. I just want to make sure too that we play fast, we play physical, and I just don't want guys getting up in the play by you miss a guy, and you swing by him, he gets up in the play and he gets ahead of you. Well, now we could be in trouble. So I just want to eliminate people when we can.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. 3-2 and 1. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruti. Tommy gave up 2 4-on-4 goals last night in your postgame press conference. I forget the exact quote.
Unacceptable.
Yeah, unacceptable. How is 4-on-4 different than 3-on-3?
Well, it's, you know, it's, there's not as much room. I mean, it's common sense. 5-on-5, there's less room. There's a little less room 4-on-4, and there's a lot more room 3-on-3. So, I mean, that's probably the best way of putting it.
You get more backdoor, you get more cross-ice stuff 4-on-4, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you do, but it's still a little more difficult. It shouldn't be as hard as it was last night for us.
Where were the breakdowns last night?
We were slow defending, and we were just slow defending. And then on the second one, it was just a drop pass that was that we didn't connect on. If we connect on it, who knows what's going to happen? But we did it. Then it's 2-on-1 going back the other way, and that's what happened. And they got a 2-on-1. But the first one, we just didn't defend quick enough.
You scored a power play goal last night for the third consecutive game. That obviously, you know, that's happening at the right time of the year. Here's the playoffs are approaching. To me, I thought the play on that power play was just the patience of Riley Funk. He caught the puck along the wall, and he just kind of surveyed the land and says, all right, I got to wait for Eric Martin to get to that post. Great play, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good play. It was good poise by Funker and a good net drive by Marty.
How does Eric need to kind of maneuver his way through the zone to find a dead spot where Riley can get him the puck too?
Well, they're puck focused, you know, and that's what happens. You got to be diligent on your drives. That's one thing we've been talking to our guys about, and it's tough sometimes. Guys don't want to drive sometimes, but you got to drive, and it's not necessarily the drivers who are going to score the goals. It's going to open up the second layer, the high layer between the top of the blue top of the circle and the blue line, and that's why you have to drive, and it just gives the puck carrier a little more freedom and a little more flexibility on what play to make. And in that particular play, you know, just if you take a look at it, I mean, Northern Michigan was puck focused on Funker, and you know, Marty just went on the backside and was just uncontested.
This is going to be a very vague question. If it's too vague, I apologize. But last night, were you playing with enough purpose in what you did? Meaning, there's a reason for what I'm doing, and there's a reason why I'm where I am, and there's a reason for this and a reason for that?
I know that's a deep question, Schultz.